Would you please join with me in a spirit of prayer. Gracious God on this night. We gather to remember with love and with tears. The suffering and death of Jesus. We believe that this despised and rejected man of sorrows has borne our grief and has been wounded for our transgressions. And so we gather there to repent of our sins. And to recommit our lives to his service. So be with us this night we pray. And give us courage, O God, to gaze upon the cross. Bearing witness to what happened there. Be with us this night we pray. And help us admit our faults and our failures. Trusting that you will forgive us and make us new. Be with us this night we pray. And remind us that the old rugged cross is not an emblem of suffering and shame, but a symbol of your glory and your great grace. Because you were willing to bear there the cross to Calvary. We know there is nothing in this world that is too brutal for you to endure or too broken for you to see. There is nothing in our lives that is too shameful for you to redeem or too wounded for you to heal. So let us cling to the old rugged cross on this night. The cross that proclaims your forgiveness and your love. It is your love of O God that will carry us through this hard and holy night. It is your forgiveness that will set us free and make us new. It is the tenderness of your embrace and the strength of your spirit that will enable us to look upon the cross this night and bear witness to what happens there. We must watch the dying. If we are to be there for the rising. The only road to Easter morning is through the dreadful death of your Son and our Savior here. So let us turn our gaze to the cross. God, give us strength to hear the story once again. And remind us that what was done on the cross was done for us. And for the world. And God, when words fail us this night. When we don't even know what to pray. Let us turn to the words Jesus taught. Trusting that these words will be enough to carry us through the empty hours to come. So hear us now, O God. As we lift our voices in the Lord's words prayer. Saying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus said, if anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Those are the words we usually hear as we begin our journey through the stations of the cross during our good Friday worship services. Tonight we won't be able to literally take up the cross and make our way around the sanctuary from station to station, and as we usually do our camera setup isn't quite sophisticated enough for that. But we will still stand at the foot of the cross. And hear the story of Jesus' final hours on this earth. We will hear of his arrest and his trial. We will hear of his crucifixion and his death and his burial. And then we will wait. The service tonight. As we go through these stations of the cross, will include a rhythm of two scripture readings and then a song refrain. We'll be singing the first verse of Were You There? And those of you who are worshiping with us at home. I hope that you will join us in singing aloud. Now, friends, we know what will happen on Sunday. We know the good news is coming. But let us not turn our eyes. To Easter just yet. Let us first stay at the foot of the cross. And let us watch what happens here.
Jesus went out with the disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place. Because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them, Who were you looking for? They answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus replied, I am he. Judas, who betrayed him. Was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, I am he. They stepped back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, Who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go. This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken. I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me. Then Simon and Peter, who had a sword, drew it, and struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?
So the soldiers, their officers, and the Jewish police arrested Jesus and bound him. First they took him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Yeah. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Judeans that it was better to have one person die for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman then said to Peter, You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you? He said, I am not. Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold. And they were standing around it and warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples. And about his teaching. Jesus answered, I have spoken openly to the world. I have always just taught in synagogues and in the temple. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said. When he had said this, One of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying, Is that how you answer the high priest? Jesus answers it. If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me? Then Simon sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon and Peter was standing and warming himself. They asked him, You are not also one of his disciples, are you? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, Did I not see you in the garden with him? Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed.
Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Then they took Jesus from Pilate's to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters. So as to avoid ritual defilement, and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, what accusation do you bring against this man? They answered, if this man were not a criminal, would we not have handed him over to you? Pilate said to them, take him yourself and judge him according to your law. The Jewish officials replied, we were not permitted to put anyone to death. This was to fulfill what Jesus had said. When he indicated the kind of death that he was to die. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again and summoned Jesus and asked him, Are you king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you ask this on your own? Or did others just tell you about me? Pilate replied, I am not a Jew. Am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would be fighting him to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, So you are a king. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I was born. And for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Pilate asked him, what is the truth? After he said this, he went out to the Jewish officials again and told them, I find no case against him. But you have a custom that I can release someone for you at Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews? They shouted it in reply, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a bandit.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove over crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And striking him on the face. Pilate went out again and said to them, Look, I am bringing him out to you. To let you know that I find no case against him. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Here is the man. When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him." The Jewish officials answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he has claimed him to be the son of God." Now when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered his headquarters again and asked Jesus this, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you, and power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me, unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you." Is guilty of a greater sin.
From then on, Pilate tried to release him, but the Jews cried out, If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself up against the emperor. And Pilate heard these words. He brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench and at a place called the stone pavement. Or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the crowd, here is your king. They cried out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate asked them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but the emperor. Then he handed him over to them to be crucified.
So they took Jesus and carrying the cross by himself. He went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew was called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side. With Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Many of the Jewish people read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write the king of the Jews, but This man said, I am the king of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts. One for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, let us not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it. This was the fulfill what the scripture says. They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus, where his mother. And his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clovis, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, He said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said that in order to fulfill this, all the scripture, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour or wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed out his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jewish officials did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because that Sabbath was a day of great solemnity. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and their bodies removed. Then the soldiers came back and broke the legs of the first and of the other that had been crucified with him. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs.
Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. And at once blood and water came out. He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is just true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred. So that the scripture might be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And again another passage of scripture says they will look on the one whom they have pierced.
After these same things, Joseph of Arimathea was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one, because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission. So he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came. Bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes. Weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths. According to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place which he was crucified. And in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so because as it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.